The Joint Review Committee on Criminal Penalties got an earful from two passionate advocates for reform of the state's drunk driving laws. Paul Jenkins of Waukesha told the story of the death of his pregnant daughter and 10-year-old grandchild killed by a repeat drunk driver. He says unless penalties are increased for drunk drivers, tragedies like his will continue to be the norm in Wisconsin.
I would suggest to you all that 49 other states make first offense a crime. They find ways to take care of the cost. It can be done. This is not rocket science.
Bills pending in both the Senate and Assembly would boost penalties for a third drunk driving offense to a felony requiring a stiffer fine and time in jail. But Joseph Elwanger, a retired Lutheran pastor from Milwaukee, says changes in the law should include giving prosecutors and judges the option to sentence offenders to treatment rather than a costly jail sentence.
Treatment is saying to the individual who got picked up for drunk driving, we are serious about making a change in your behavior. We're not just going to wrap you on the knuckles, send you for a few months to jail or to prison, but we want you to see the need for yourself, your family, for the community to change.
The Criminal Penalties Committee is charged with vetting the new drunk driving bills for cost effectiveness before they're debated on the floor of the legislature. The committee will produce a report with recommendations by the end of this month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.